A U.S. federal judge has unsealed the search warrant that authorized the FBI's unprecedented search of Donald Trump's Florida home this week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Court papers show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from Mar-a-Lago, including documents labeled top secret. The court did not release specific details about what's in the documents, which former Justice Department official Stephen Salzberg says is proper.
Because that would reveal things that people who don't have security clearances aren't supposed to see.
Trump has said the seized documents were all declassified, though that's unclear. He'd kept the documents despite multiple requests from agencies to follow federal law and hand them over. Both he and the Justice Department urged the judge to take the unusual step of unsealing the warrant. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that is seen as the biggest climate package in U.S. history. It delivers a major legislative victory for President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. An unprecedented drought is affecting nearly half of the European continent. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
With no significant rainfall for almost 2 months in western, central and southern Europe, the widespread drought is damaging farm economies, forcing water restrictions, causing wildfires and threatening aquatic species. The dry period is expected to continue in what experts say could be the worst drought in 500 years. They say climate change is exacerbating conditions as hotter temperatures speed up evaporation and thirsty plants take in more moisture. Europe, though, isn't alone in the crisis, with drought conditions also reported in East Africa, the Western US, and Northern Mexico. I'm Charles de Ledesma.